This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Let's talk a little national politics. It's a true honor to welcome to this program his first time on Charlottesville Right Now, Congressman Eric Cantor, Minority Whip for the Republican Party in the U.S. House of Representatives. He joins us on the long line from the big capital city. How are you, Congressman?
Coy, I'm fine. Good to be with you.
Absolutely. Been looking forward to it. I appreciate you taking some time out of your very busy schedule to make some time for the folks here in Central Virginia, and we thank you very much. Give us the latest on the stimulus package. It has moved from the House over to the Senate, and what's your take on that big bill?
Well, you know, right now we are watching the Senate. I think they will be dissecting the bill in an appropriate way. I mean, let's face it, the bill passed out of the House, it amounted to about $830 billion, soon to be a trillion when you add on interest costs to that. And, you know, the bill was fashioned in a way that fell considerably short of the mark that President Obama had set when he came into office. You know, he was elected on the hope that he would change the way Washington works. And in fact, Speaker Nancy Pelosi and her colleagues in the House have fashioned a bill along the old way of doing business, hundreds of billions of dollars of wasteful spending, without trying to focus in really on meaningful stimulus. Meaningful stimulus to me means focusing in like a laser on preserving, protecting, and creating jobs.
We're talking with Congressman Eric Cantor. He represents Virginia's 7th Congressional District, and he serves as the Minority Whip for the Republican Party in the U.S. House of Representatives. So give us some examples, then, of what's in the bill that you like, that you believe when you look at it and you sit back and at your desk and you think, you know, that we need that. America needs that, and that is good for us. And what perhaps is in there that you think is an example of Washington business as usual that we should leave behind us?
What we need is relief for working families. We need relief for small businesses, entrepreneurs, the self-employed. I mean, we know that in this country, not just in Virginia, 70% plus of the jobs created are created by the self-employed, entrepreneurs, and small businesses. So there is some tax relief for businesses in the bill, not as much as what I would like to see focused on small business. There are some provisions allowing folks who have had losses over the last several years to apply those against years in which they have paid taxes. That will help get some money back into the coffers of businesses so they can maintain the jobs that they have. They won't have to continue the layoffs. But, you know, there are plenty of things in the bill that, frankly, don't belong in a stimulus bill. And this is not a stimulus bill. It's an $850 billion spending bill. You've got $136 billion of new federal programs right now. You don't need to be starting new federal programs at the current time. We need to clean up the programs and make sure the ones that are in place are working, and at the same time try and target our efforts right now on creating an environment where there are economic incentives for families, for individuals, to begin to put their capital to work again so we can see job layoffs stop and job creation start.
We're talking with Congressman Eric Cantor live from Washington. And what's your thoughts on the infrastructure investment? So much of this, of what's in that bill, is billions for new roads and highways and bridges and what are your thoughts, Congressman Cantor, about that aspect of the bill?
Well, actually, there's not that much of it in comparatively speaking. There's nowhere near even 10% of the bill that would count as infrastructure spending. And so what we've got to do, if we're going to be spending money, it has to be spent in a way that would create jobs. Infrastructure projects can create jobs. There are those which could create jobs within the first 12 months, which has got to be the focus and priority. We don't want to be necessarily now, in a week's time, be throwing together again an nearly $850 billion bill, spending it on projects where the shovels may not hit the ground for another 2 or 3 years. You know, the object right now is to spur job creation and encourage job retention now.
So you're opposed to anything in the bill that might not the money and those projects might not get off the ground for another couple of years.
Yeah, absolutely. And even the Congressional Budget Office, the first swipe they took at the bill, I think, was one appropriate. It says, look, you know, this is not a stimulus bill. And I've seen some analysis which would say that only 12% of the nearly $850 billion can even be argued stimulative. So what we have is a bill which experts on both sides of the aisle, even Alice Rivlin, the economic expert from the Clinton administration, said there is a considerable amount of long-term spending in this bill. That spending, although maybe laudable in and of itself, should be separated out from this stimulus bill, because let's do what we said we were going to do and provide real stimulus to the economy, not just include programs that maybe some have been disappointed that over years past haven't been funded, and essentially take advantage of this crisis to get those programs funded.
My guest is Eric Cantor. He represents Virginia's 7th Congressional District in the U.S. House of Representatives and serves as the Minority Whip for the Republican Party in the U.S. Congress. What are your thoughts, your reaction to the news that we learned here that the money that we used to bail out Wall Street, a lot of that went for bonuses and to employees in some of these banks on Wall Street and investment houses. Your thoughts as to what happened, a few months ago with that particular bailout package?
Well, you know, first of all, I don't think any of us are comfortable with the tremendous amount of government intrusion into the private sphere in this country, and certainly into our capital markets and our credit markets. And it's almost as if once you start, you're going to have a hard time stopping. My mission is to try and work very hard to make this type of intrusion as minimal and as temporary as possible. And again, some of the annex call into question the judgment of executives at these companies, because if they're going to benefit from taxpayer support, certainly they ought to be mindful of that and not do some of the things that seem very irresponsible that have been going on. At the end of the day, though, we've got to focus on the crux of the economic problem, and that is the extension of credit has become severely impaired in this economy of errors, and it had to do basically with the collapse of asset values surrounding the real estate in this country, single-family homes. And in some states, there is a terrific, terrific implosion of values of homes. And the leverage upon which those values was built is now coming crashing down. And so hopefully we can do something in this stimulus bill to spur demand for housing so that we can get some of this excess inventory absorbed and make sure that we get the economy back on track.
We're talking with Congressman Eric Cantor. To change gears here, and we appreciate your time, change gears. Your thoughts about what we should be doing with the soldiers, the men and women serving overseas in Iraq and Afghanistan. I'd like to hear your thoughts about, ideally, from where you sit, what needs to happen.
We need to be supporting our men and women in uniform as much as we possibly can. I think some of us in this country, did not know. What it was like to serve in the armed forces, but all of us ought to be very mindful that we are blessed to have these individuals sacrificing every day for our freedom. And the politicization, unfortunately, of the effort in Iraq over the last several years has been unfortunate. I'm hopeful now we can come together as a nation and understand that the United States of America is one of the few nations committed to liberty and freedom, and that our taxpayer dollars that support our troops should continue. They are well spent and will serve us well as we look into the future.
We're talking with Congressman Eric Cantor. We just learned Associated Press is reporting that the Senate Republicans today tried to add an additional $25 billion for infrastructure investment, highways, mass transit, water projects to this bill, and that was only got 58 votes, so it was shy of the vote that it needed to be added to that project. But are you surprised to see that happen in the Senate, or what do you think might happen?
Well, I think, unfortunately, I think that what's happening is this bill has become so partisan, and what we need to do is reduce the partisanship and start improving the leadership here and realize we've got a severe economic recession ongoing. Washington's got to be responsible. We've got to be accountable for the taxpayer dollars spent. I'm hopeful that the Senate will be expeditious in its action and that we can sit down with the president and really provide what this country needs right now, which is a true stimulus bill without waste.
Congressman Eric Cantor, live from Washington, want to thank you for your time. I know you're very busy, so we'll let you go, and hopefully we can do this again sometime.
Thanks, Corey.
Absolutely. Congressman Eric Cantor represents Virginia's 7th District in the U.S. House of Representatives. We've been honored to have him on the program. Quick break. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.